guys. Oh my gosh, I'm beaming with joy. Welcome back to another episode of I'm With Her, except this time, season two.
That's crazy.
Insane.
10 episodes.
I know.
Completed.
I know. It feels so good to be here. I'm so happy to be back in this chair. We have so much to update you guys on. Like, it's actually insane. So please strap in for these next few episodes because lore has compiled. But before that, as usual, you know, we have to get into our typical mental health check.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. Also, too, since we've posted more, like, obviously we post clips from the podcast, the ones that I've posted about my mental health struggles have really seemed to resonate with a lot of people, which has made me feel good because it's still scary to put it out there.
Yeah.
Not because I care what other people have to say or think about it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what it is, but it's still that.
It's just being vulnerable.
It's like maybe it's the being exposed. Yeah. Anyways, so that's felt really great. And then, I don't know, I guess, like, the meds are really just
working. That cocktail's kicking.
No, yeah. It's like, do I have health insurance? No. Do I have, like, money? No. But I'm so much happier.
But everything feels right in the world. Every day should feel this good. No, honestly, though, like, I, too, have been hearing so much feedback just from, like, the mental health aspect of the podcast and people just saying, like, that helped me so much. I even just talked to Beverly the other day. She's someone who works with us. And she was like, I need to find Gabby. Like, I need to tell her that mental health segment was just so, like, it resonated with her so much. She's like, at my age right now, like, I feel like I've been going crazy. And just to hear someone like her age also, who to everyone else seems like they're doing everything right and life's perfect, that you could relate in some ways to her. And she was just like, I have to stop her. I don't even think she got time to stop you that day, but I was like,
I only saw her while she was performing. That was it.
Yeah. I was like, if you don't see her, I will make sure to tell her. And so many
sweet
people that I probably haven't even forwarded to you have come up to me opening up about how much resonated with them.
So, okay, good. I'm glad. I'm as cheesy and corny or as cornball as it sounds.
Yeah.
I would say it feels really good to connect with people and have this, like, space.
Yeah,
that,
a little community of people that
just,
relate.
Like, a human connection of it is nice. And you're not alone in this. And life is really, really hard.
Yeah.
So you got to find a way to laugh at it.
Yeah, exactly.
So mental health's good. How's yours?
Honestly, right now, pretty good. I think I'm going through, like, a growth era right now, for sure. Mm-hmm. Feel like a new chapter is being unlocked low-key as we go into the new year, but I'm maneuvering it the best I can at the moment, so I feel good about everything, but, like, it definitely is just, like, one day at a time, just figuring it out. I guess that kind of, like, rolls into, like, where we're at with relationships, because I feel like we have not updated them about that either.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with your situation?
Sure. I don't have one.
No longer.
Let's see, the last I updated was, like, my friend with benefits, and then we had this, like, weird moment, I guess. You know, as a woman, your intuition kicks in, and you know when something's off.
Right.
You know when the energy's off before the person even maybe realizes it, the other person, I mean. And I just felt that the vibes were weird. Things were just...
You definitely started vocalizing that a little bit.
Yeah,
you're like,
okay,
like, I need to confront this situation.
Yes.
Like, it's getting to a point where I'm like, what's going on? So I think you needed clarity, and you were searching for that.
Yeah.
So I think you went in trying to look for that.
Yeah, so it was... The effort changes there. Obviously, I picked up on things that were just different.
Yeah.
And so we did have a conversation about it. And he got the impression that, what did he say? I was trying to get more out of it than he was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of explained where I was. And I thought we were, like, good on the same page. And then it went to being weird again. Or maybe then I didn't say anything, which is possible. But in the conversation, when we were talking, I was saying, you know, like, yes, I would like to find my partner and, you know, be in a relationship, but I have a lot that I'm pursuing and putting my time and effort into, and I don't want to take away from that, so that's really not a priority for me right now.
Right.
And that, I forget what he said, but then I remember my ego, I think, felt a little, like, threatened, and so I made sure to say, like, no, I got me down, I've got me under control, I have a career, I'm working, I'm doing this, I don't know what you're doing, I know what you're doing, but, like, I don't know what you're doing, so.
But trust, I'm good.
And I think he, again, I'm trying to remember, basically it was like, yeah, you're amazing and you're gorgeous. Oh, I remember what it was. He asked me straight in my face, why are you single?
Right.
Humbling. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't remember what my answer was. Who knows? And then at one point he said, you are so amazing. And I'm so, like, somebody is going to be so lucky to have you. And I'm really excited for the person who gets to be with you.
Like, who says ever say that to somebody they're seeing? Nobody wants to hear that. Like, I get where he was trying to go with that. But yeah, that but it is was just like
not a great execution. Which I ended up later telling him about. I forget how we then, like, had another conversation. Oh, I do know. Because he listened to the episode of the podcast.
Yes.
And he reached out and...
in this episode, mind you, you were giving him a lot of praise. Like, yeah, you were giving him a lot of praise.
That was before,
like,
there was any weird vibes. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I think from his POV, maybe he was just being kind, being nice, but there are certain things that just don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Nobody's holding a gun to your head to say all this extra stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody's forcing you to, like, put your leg on my thigh when we're in the car. Like, nobody's forcing you to come do all this extra cute, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
And I feel like guys that a lot of the time, like, offer it. Like, they're just like, I want to do like that.
No, nobody's forcing you to offer to, like, paint the backyard for us so there's a nice place for us to sit out back.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking what kind of material the doors, but nobody forced you to do that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
Like, it was just not necessary. So, excuse me for thinking whatever. So, got it figured out. He listened to the episode and he was just like, he heard it and it like made it fine. And then,
because you guys weren't talking in between that
time. No, we weren't talking for several weeks. I feel like we did not speak at all. And I was like, okay, well, this is going exactly like it's gone in the past. Perfect.
Yeah.
So then he listened and then we had a conversation and I was just like, yeah, I valued your friendship more. Like, that's, you are my good friend. And so he's like, do you want to be friends again? And I was like, fine, we'll be friends again. You got me. They were going to twist my arm. So, yeah, he'll come visit me at games. And we're supposed to get a drink soon. We'll see.
Okay. Monday. So it's just kind of like in this friendship era?
Yeah, he's my friend. Cool. He's my friend.
Cute.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Fun nice for now.
Oh, and I have a date tonight.
Oh, yes.
I have a date tonight with a firefighter.
Are you excited?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Because I met him on a golf cart in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So I don't remember. And so I know he's a firefighter. We're going axe throwing.
Oh, that's so fun, but super on brand for him, I feel.
No,
like,
I realized that last night. I was like, I'm being set up.
Yeah.
Don't you do this every day? Yeah. Throw an axe at a door or something? So you pick something to make yourself look good, which I respect, but am I going to do well? Who knows?
Yeah.
But at least I can wear comfortable shoes.
Right. Yeah.
I have to. So we'll see.
I can't wait to hear
about
it.
But I will know immediately. He is going to pick me up. And I know I know within the first few seconds I will be able to tell, like, the chemistry and if it's somebody I want to give a kiss to. So I'm scared that, like,
you know,
I'm
going to
get the vibe
and
then click my seatbelt and then I'm stuck. Oh my God, what if it's like.
So, no, should be fine. It should be fine. You've been manifesting a date these days, so it fell right into your lap.
Great. No, that's fine. That's cool. So that's pretty much my update there, unless I'm forgetting anything. So
I don't think so. I feel like that's everything.
Well, I guess the only thing about the... Wait, what were you going to say?
The only thing in between was that one rendezvous we had where we went out, but we don't even have to touch on that.
Whatever. We met this guy at a boxing class we took, and he's from reality TV, and he's strange.
Be careful with them reality
TV. Be careful with those people.
Especially from the dating
shows. If they ever say, like, oh, they made me look bad or something, no, you made you look bad. Again, nobody's holding a gun to your head to do these things. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Memories.
Okay. Well, I guess I can get into where I'm at with everything. Where did we leave off? So I guess the character that I was always talking about, I refer to as Mexico. Mm-hmm. And Mexico is no longer. Mexico is gone. Chopped. And I don't think it ended on, like, a horrible note either. It kind of just came to a close, which a part of me was kind of feeling was going to happen soon. I had, like, one of my friend's birthday dinners. And that night we were going to hang out. I was going to stay there. And he had just come back from an international trip for a little bit. So I was, like, excited to see him, all these things. I get to his place.
No, no, before that, he called you or texted you, right?
Important
said
fact.
Something.
Like 2 days before he came back from his trip, he was like, hey, I really want to talk to you. Like, so I'm just like, okay, I know there's a conversation coming. I think I know where this is going, but like, let's see. I still was just, no expectations, kind of just left it at that. So he came back, had a sleepover, and then went over there and kind of just got the you're everything conversation, but I can't allow myself to be with you because of XYZ that I'm going through. And I don't know. I think the way I handled it initially, I kind of really had a wall up. I think this entire situation, I kind of had a wall up the entire time. You guys know this isn't somebody that I've dealt with in the past. And because of my hurt from the past, this time I tried to keep myself very detached and very just like, I don't know, I was trying to protect myself pretty much the entire relationship. And so I just never let myself get too comfortable because I just felt and I knew in my soul, again, like you say, your intuition just always knows. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that this was not going to be like my partner. So like, I think I kind of mentally checked out of that part of the relationship and just allowed it to be like a good, fun thing that I enjoy mm-hmm. every now and then and kind of just let it be good when it was good and not invest too much of my time or emotions into it.
But you guys were hanging out
pretty
regularly.
We like, were, yeah.
Doing sleepovers a couple days a week, pretty much. Or like every other week, a few
yeah,
days.
Yeah.
A few days.
Maybe, yeah, I guess that's
maybe.
Yeah, I guess that's so fair. I just have to admit it.
No, it's okay.
The first step is
just
admitting.
Admit it. It's okay.
It's okay. So yeah, a situation I'd say I was pretty invested in, but I knew it was going to come to a close at some point. I never let myself fully like not seek out other options or other people just because, again, I just knew it wasn't going to be fine, like end game at the end of the day. So we have this conversation that night and he just was talking so much about like how he wants peace and love and all these things. And I'm all those things, but he can't allow himself to have these things. And I'm just like, okay, great. So there's no place for me here any longer. Like if you have to fight your own demons and get through your own things, like that's something you have to do for yourself. Like I'm not somebody who's going to stick around and wait for somebody to like choose me, pick me. Like I've just never really been that person. And you say this all the time, but like you don't have to tell me or show me in how many ways you're not that into me.
Oh yeah, no, I got it. You don't need like, to keep telling me.
I get it. His actions to prior just also just didn't line up. And that's a lot of what he was stressing too. He's like, I know what you deserve and you voiced it to me before. And like, I know I'm not giving you all that. And I'm just like, you're not wrong. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like at this point we'd been hanging out for a while. So we've created such a great friendship too inside of the relationship that part of it definitely stings.
Yeah.
So again, initially when we had the conversation, I think I came off quite a bit cold because again, I was so detached from the relationship aspect of it that I was like disappointed, but not surprised. Maybe like
so when you guys were sitting on the couch.
Yes.
No, you got to set the scene.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the story.
I think I kind of said, he was like, how do you feel about it? And I was kind of just like disappointed, but again, like not surprised because I kind of figured this is where this was going to be. And he had a moment where he's like, wow, well, I thought we would have been in a relationship by now. And I was kind of just like, well, none of the signs were pointing towards that in your actions. I didn't say that, but like that's how I was feeling that night. So I do think I did come off probably a little bit colder in that sense that like maybe I've been checked out of that part of it. Like if you wanted me to be your girlfriend, I would have been your girlfriend already. We were doing all the things. Like there was nothing left to do other than just show up and like want to be with me. So
tell him what else he told you.
What? Oh, no, I don't even want to get into that, all that, honestly. That's just like a whole other thing. But that night, I think I kind of just like swallowed that. And yeah. I was just kind of like, okay, I knew this was coming. I was prepared for this. And then kind of just had to stomach it. So I ended up...
this was the evening, in the evening.
Yeah, this was late, really late night because I came from a birthday dinner.
That's right.
So I think the rest of the night, I kind of just... Because I still stayed there. He lives in Miami, so like from where we are, that's obviously pretty far to just go back home after that. But I knew at that point we were cooked.
The last sleepover.
The last final hoorah. So
those
that night,
so
I think I kind of just like tossed, turned, and processed all night. And I think, again, I put up this hard shell that, like, I was unfazed because I had swallowed this already and I didn't want it to get to me because you try to prepare so much for something like that, but nothing compares to, like, how you feel in the moment. So mm-hmm. I think I went to bed just kind of being like, woo, okay, so this is done. I have to stomach that. I have to stomach the fact that I'm losing a really good friend. Like, yeah. It was just become a part of, like, my routine kind of as well to talk to him all the time. So, like, just stomaching all that through the night was just so diabolical. To the point where I was like, every few hours, I know I was just like waking up being like, okay, is it like time to, like, I need to go. So sun rises, I rise. I'm like, okay, it's time to go. We have like one last conversation in the morning. And I think he was kind of just like, hey, how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm processing. And I think that's when my emotions just kind of all flowed in at once. I finally broke, which is human. And I realized later that, like, I should just, like, you guys know how I am. Like, I try to always just put up a front and, like, be okay. And, like, I'm so good at putting that face on. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I think I just, like, fully, you know, my emotions got the best of me. And
was
I
human.
Rightfully so. Yeah. Like, you were in a situation for a long time that you cared about so much. And it's suddenly you snap your fingers, like, over. Like, of course, it's going to hurt a little bit. So, in the morning, just kind of, like, grieved. That's how I explained it to him. I kind of felt like I was, like, grieving the situation. My emotions were flowing. I left that morning, came home to you guys in a very fragile condition. I think I even texted you in the morning, and I left, like, early, being like, warning, coming home in very fragile condition right now.
Right. And I think I really thought, wait, what? I think I was maybe not convinced, but I really thought he was coming back and thinking, after being away from you and after having time to think, I really do want to pursue and, like, take this more seriously. I didn't think he was going to be like, be my wife.
Yeah.
But
I think that's kind of what everybody was thinking. Like, I feel like when I talked to all my friends, they were just, like, really shocked. Because, like, I mean, you guys hear me talk about the situation all the time. Like, it was all good things. Like, you would think that was, progressively, that should have been, like, the next step.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's obvious, too, when something's missing and it's not.
Right.
If it's not clear, it's not.
And
easy,
I kept telling
obvious.
You guys that. I was like, guys, no, like, he's not going to be my boyfriend. Like, there's so many pieces missing. And you're guys like, it doesn't make sense. How, what, why? I just, obviously, I'm in it. So, like, I know what I deserve. And I knew what I was getting and what I was missing. But I think my biggest takeaway from the entire thing, after I let myself be sad for, like, a day or two, which, again, it still, like, snipes me every now and then. It's not something that I just, like, got over. But it taught me a lot as, like, my first real adult relationship that I would actually, like, consider something that I learned from. And kind of taught me a lot about, like, what I expect. Because he did a lot for me that, like, I would take into a next relationship that I look for now. And, like, he respected me a lot and, like, treated me very well in so many different ways. Like, I do want to give him his flowers where they're due. Like, I don't want to talk ill on him at all. Like, he's a person who was dealing with their own things. And, like, I just didn't really fit into that. And that's okay. But it taught me a lot about, like, my expectations are in the next person and, like, how much I said this to him that morning. It showed me, like, how good it can be and you're not even my boyfriend. So, like, I can't even imagine, like, what my actual boyfriend would be, like, willing to, like, do for me or how much they would ride for me if he was willing to ride for me that much and he wasn't even, like, half of, like, what my man will be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was able to take away that in, like, the sense that there's so many good parts of it and, like, so many things that I'm looking forward to in a relationship that wants me back.
Who wants me?
I think after I had my crash out for a couple days, I felt like a new era of me was born. And
you shed your skin.
I feel like I shed something that not necessarily was, like, doing me wrong, but, like, it did allow me to kind of just, like, come back to myself and, like, realize how much I have to offer as a person and kind of my value and, like, how much, you know, I can bring to somebody's life as well. So, yeah, I think it was meant to happen how it did. And obviously it stinks, like, when things come to an end, but it was warranted. Like, it was going to happen one way or another. So, yeah, that's the end of that chapter. It is closed now.
I find it so interesting because even what you were saying, he was saying is on the goodbye. It's the same. You hear the same thing from every guy or from every person you're actually. What do I mean? Every. I don't know. I've never been with a woman. So, like, from my experience, any guy, it's like the same
script.
It's like a Mad Libs.
Yeah.
And they're just putting in more insane shit in every slot. They're, like, in competition with each other. But whatever. You find the humor in it, right?
Yeah.
So, the way our situations ended with both, I'm very surprised that you guys aren't, I mean, that's, maybe I'm not surprised because you've even said in time, hopefully you guys can have a friendship.
Of course.
I guess I just thought I didn't see it getting chopped as abruptly and as soon as it did. I was shocked.
No, I can say that too, but I'm also very kind of like a cold turkey kind of girl. Like I will cut something off just like that. And mm-hmm. I think that's just the healthiest for me.
Yeah.
So like immediately we have not talked since, which it's been a while. We have not interacted on anything. I muted his stories. Like I try to like see as little as I can just because like it does still kind of hurt and snipe me every now and then. And I kind of just want to give myself the time to heal.
Yeah.
And I feel like too, it's just so unproductive to like still be like doing the back and forth or like tapping it a little. Like I think it's better to just let everybody live, like let him do his healing, let me do my healing and kind of just like move on. There's no like point in like lingering or like
it's just gonna make it harder. It's just gonna hurt different,
right?
No, I totally agree.
So I think I've been doing a great job at like keeping him off my radar. Sometimes I'll see a post come in though and I'm like, ooh,
I'm arm circles.
Hope you do.
I'm arm circles.
But I do hope he's doing well. So,
No, that's good. Look, trust, I didn't think I'm right back to cackling at my phone. If I'm laughing at my phone, you know exactly who's making me laugh.
Right.
But hey, I'm just a girl.
It's fine. We are just girls, and it's just a part of it. Yeah. And I don't know, new era. So,
well, I think eventually when you do have your first real, like, full blown, like, adult relationship, that will be your canon event.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yes.
Like, fingers crossed for 2026.
So, I just know I need to get through that as well.
I'm ready to get hurt again.
Speaking of 2026, any New Year's resolutions you got brewing?
Okay, so I feel like so last year on New Year's, we made our mood boards,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it took maybe like 2 or 3 months to really like get into the flow and kind of commit more.
Of course.
So I feel I'm still riding that momentum from the last set.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll set, my New Year starts in March. That's when I feel like adding on.
Right.
No, I think just really like sticking to things. But then sometimes I get this like back and forth where it's, okay, is it me trying to get past some sort of like fear? Am I having some creative or mental block?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this just a result of my mental illness? Mm-hmm. Or is this just like the ADHD? Is this, mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to tell which one it is.
Yeah.
So I don't want to set this expectation like, oh, I'm going to up my productivity and I'm going to stay to this and this, because sometimes some days I can get a lot done and get everything done. And other days I can do only one thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I beat myself up. Maybe that's my New Year's resolution.
Is not to beat yourself up so much. Yeah.
Like that's a good one. Give myself more grace.
Of course.
Because if it were you, if it were someone else, then I know exactly what I would say to them.
Exactly.
Like you're saying before, when you're just like experiencing the emotions, you're just being a human.
Yeah.
That's a normal thing.
Yeah.
I think just as people were conditioned to hide those heavier or more, less than meat emotions, mm-hmm. but that's part of the human experience.
Right. And you gotta let yourself.
Yeah. And I think too, I read somewhere, which means I just heard it on the internet, somebody say something about like with a friendship, that's somebody you're choosing for like the good and the bad. So don't mm-hmm. rob me the opportunity to show up for you.
Right.
Don't rob me the opportunity to be your friend and do what I'm here to do. And
like
what
I'm here
I
for
want.
You and all your
right.
Phases,
so let me, it's not an inconvenience if you're also taking away that space, you know, like I'm in it for those same reasons. Cause I want to be your friend, not just because I want your friendship.
Right. Of course.
So, but I've seen even in the last couple years, so the last year, you have definitely been more open, more raw, which in comparison mm-hmm. to me is like night and day, night and day.
It's been hard. Yeah. I think that's just like the way I grew up and just like the way I've always tried to be, that it's like, I have to unlearn those habits as well. And just like allow myself to like feel my emotions mm-hmm. and go through it. Not everything needs to be like, so like, ooh, like, I don't know. I don't know why I think I have to have this like hard shell on all the time. Like,
that's okay.
It's okay.
Sometimes I know when I'm having like a little like kind of like bitchy moment or little thing, but sometimes, or in those moments, I just need to release it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of there was like a time recently where I knew I was probably being short, but I just like, but I was going to be over it in a few mm-hmm. minutes, and I just needed to kind of be a bitch for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't plan on working on any of those things in the new year, actually. So what are some of yours? Because
I look forward to this time of year all the time. Yeah. I just feel like I get a new like wave of just like inspiration, motivation, mm-hmm. and just like drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually, you know, kicks in once the new year starts. So my process with my vision board this year. I feel like I've already kind of slowly started to get into it. But something that I did a couple years ago that I haven't done in the past few is something called like scripting, just like kind of like scripting your life and like the kind of person you want to be. Okay. And I want to get a little bit more into that because I feel like the year that I did do that, it kind of just allows you to step into what people call like their alter ego or the person you see yourself being in a couple years that like, it makes it so much easier for you to act as that person every single day. So I'm trying to go into my vision board and my new year planning with that mindset of like acting and moving as the person that I want to be.
Right.
So I'm trying to be a lot more intentional rather than just like printing cute pictures out on Pinterest. Like I want to have like, I want to have a little bit more depth behind why I'm choosing each thing that I'm trying to do. Yeah. So everything is a lot more intentional.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like just step into planning that now. I've seen a lot of people do like pillars of like your three big goals overall that you want to accomplish, whether it be like money, love, career. So like those are your three pillars. And then underneath those listing kind of, okay, but what would you do? What is your first step to doing that? So it's like the little things, like say one is your health. Okay. One is okay. Book that yearly doctor's appointment that you always, you know, put off or start there, start the little things that you kind of overlook. Cause I think with mood boards or vision boards, people always put the final goal and the big picture of what they want, but not all the little things that lead up to it. Mm-hmm. And I think that is kind of what I want to focus on more this year. Cause it's all those little things that have the big payoff. So I want to focus more on like the little things leading up to my bigger goals.
The more short-term goals.
More short-term goals.
That's super insightful.
So
yeah, I love that. I think that's the
perspective that I'm trying to go into this year with like how I'm planning. So everything's a lot more intentional.
Okay, I'll do it too.
Yeah. Well, no, we'll do it. I figured we were going to do it together.
Yeah, but I guess I was just going to like print pictures out.
No, we need to get down to the nitty gritty of how we're doing each of these things.
Since you said that, that's, I think, inspired what my New Year's resolution will be or what it would focus around outside of all of those things you just said is I like going back to when I felt best in my adult life. Like what was going on in my life? Where was I? What was my routine? And I was like, I would say 27, 28 before I met that man. Yeah. It's always before I met that man, the one that ruined my life. Before I met that man. And I was up by like 7, 7:30 every day. Every day I meditated for either whether it was 5 minutes or like 20, 30 minutes. I want to get into journaling more regularly, but without setting this perfectionist expectation that I need to do it every day. And if I don't, I miss one day, I'm falling out, and then it can't be this all or nothing mentality.
Of course not. Yeah.
So some form of journaling and getting back into another form of therapy because I was doing all those things back at that time and I felt really good about myself. I just really enjoyed my own company. Not that I don't. I just, I know that's the best that I have felt. So I want to anchor myself in that and replicate that kind of routine. Like I would the night before every day I would go on a note and I would literally like plan out my day.
Yeah.
Stick to a routine.
And that's why I think the scripting is super helpful because like all those little things, like you're saying, like you would, the way you would write it out is Gabby or like I guess you would speak for yourself. I wake up every single day at 6 a.m. Like
third person. Gabby does this.
I wake up every single day at 6 a.m. and I meditate. And when you see that, like, I guess picture perfect or like perfect version of yourself on paper, you're literally like, wait, like she's that bitch.
I write it 100 times. No, like when I was a kid and got in trouble, like, I will not say.
You look at her and you're like, wait, like I can be all those things and I am so capable of all those things. And that is me. Like when you read it out loud, like your subconscious mind picks up on all those things.
Yeah, so you're
when when you write it down like that, I think it's just super, super helpful. So I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I am too. I actually, last night I came across, which I've been meaning to do, it's this past life regression therapy. And we can go into that another time in this book and all this stuff. So just more looking inward, still the growing. I've been more committed to my digital content. I have more mental space for that.
Course,
so I think what I meant by still maintaining or keeping them, I just want to stick to it.
Yeah.
Like keep the accountability, keep the consistency.
I think we have good momentum going right now. So as long as we
And in our fitness goals, we've already begun for the New Year's. We've joined a gym. We are super dedicated. We're going to compete in a High Rocks competition come April. So
a lot of fun things coming. I think it's just about keeping the momentum and continuing to elevate. And I think we do a good job at like bouncing off each other and trying to like keep each other going and accountable, which is
absolutely
amazing.
Yeah.
And it's important to have people like that in your life. So I feel good. I'm excited for us.
Me too. And we did not coordinate the pink today. I swear.
I know. I love that. And it kind of matches with just the I'm with her of it all.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us for a whole nother season. Yes. And we've got a lot of fun topics, a lot more we're going to talk about. And hopefully our team will expand and we'll just grow our community a little bit more.
Yeah.
And we have a wellness event we're trying to plan. So lots of fun stuff.
Yeah. But I'm excited.
We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking with us. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. Oh my gosh.
New Year, same us. And until the next episode, I'm with her.
She's with me. And you're with us.
Bye.